Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm your interim superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host this day. I almost said this morning. It is morning when we're recording here. Yep. This morning on the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to let you all know about and talk about the Partners in Education Scholarship Awards and recognitions that we do each spring. This is sort of a culmination of the year and a very good thing for a lot of our students who are going on to college. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Valliere. She is the Haywood County Schools Foundation Executive Director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
This is, I'm not going to say this is as fun as bingo, but it may be a lot more rewarding.
It is.
It's a very emotional night for some people. And it's a very happy time for students receiving scholarships. Can you just tell us a little bit about the history of Partners in Education and the awards and scholarships?
Well, this is kind of, you're right, it's kind of a culmination of things, and this is the reason why we do some of the things we do throughout the year, bingo, Mardi Gras, and fundraising. At our Partners in Ed, this is going to be our 34th year.
My goodness.
Of doing this exact program, and it's changed a bunch over the years, starting with just a handful of people, and now we have over 400 attendees. And so we are having to always look at how we do it to make sure we can accommodate all the scholarships that we give and their committees. And it's just a great night for Haywood County Schools.
I remember when we did it in the Junaluska Elementary School cafeteria. So anyway.
Yeah, we couldn't do that now.
No, it's really, really grown. So anyway.
It truly is a great night, and our foundation board looks forward to this every year.
Yeah, it's a big culminating event. So when and where and who participates, this is not a public event. Bingo or Mardi Gras, where people can come. This is very special and limited to students receiving scholarships and people awarding them, but we still want you to know about it.
Right, because it is a big event, and we give away a lot of money to our deserving seniors. But this year it's going to be on May 21st at Tuscola High School. We're changing it, our location again, to hopefully accommodate a little bit more people. So it's going to start at 5:30 with a reception where students can actually meet their scholarship committees and the committees and the members of those committees who chose that specific student for that scholarship. So we're going to have a little reception at 5:30, and then we'll move into the auditorium at 6, where we will do the presentation of the scholarships. Very much similar to the same way we've done it in the past, where scholarship committees will come up on stage. And someone will tell a little bit about that scholarship and the reason for giving it.
And so how much money is typically raised, and what are the scholarships that are awarded?
We have a variety of scholarships. We have some that are one-time gifts, and we have some that are renewal that will follow the student through their 4 years of college or their 2 years at a community college. There's a variety of different scholarships, and they range from $300 to $10,000
a year.
A year.
For 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a $40,000.
Right.
And everything in between. So it's, you know, last year we gave away a little bit over $179,000 in scholarships to 97 students.
Wow.
So we are able to help a lot of children and students and their parents and families have a little bit better of an opportunity of going to college and not worrying quite as much about the financial side of it.
Right. And I know that you work all the time, and people sometimes even just volunteer to provide new scholarships. Mm-hmm. Are there some unique scholarships that you want to tell people about, or new ones that you want to share with listeners?
I do. It seems like we add one or two every year, which is a great thing because it reaches out to more students. This year, we've added the Women of Waynesville Scholarship, and memorial, it's a, in memorial of a member of Women of Waynesville, Linda Chauvin, I think so you say her name, C-H-O-V-A-N. And that scholarship is specific to the group of women in Waynesville and the criteria that they are looking for. And then we have another group of ladies, the Ladies Lunch Bunch, who are graduates from Pisgah High School. And they have started a scholarship specific to what their criteria is for graduating seniors. So those are two of the new ones that we have. But again, our scholarships range from, there are some memorial scholarships, there's some honorary scholarships, there's some just business top scholarships. Mm-hmm. United Community Bank gives two scholarships to students going into business or for the financial careers. So there's all kinds of scholarships that we offer.
Yeah, we're truly blessed. And as we often talk about, you just could not do this with sponsors who underwrite the ceremony.
Absolutely.
You know, the people who provide the scholarships, you know, make it happen for the student. But to make sure that all of that money really goes to the student, then you have other sponsors who underwrite the activities of the evening.
You're exactly right. And this year we have a number of sponsors to help with our Partners in Education reception and awards program. The Mountaineer, they always sponsor Smoky Mountain News, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Laurel Ridge Country Club sponsors, and then we have some other sponsors who are specific to some other awards that we give that night. For example, the Teacher of the Year. Evergreen Packaging always sponsors, I may have moved ahead a little bit, but Evergreen Packaging always sponsors our Teacher of the Year recognition, and with $1,000.
Well, why don't you just go ahead? That's the thing we were going to try to end the program with. Most of the night is about students and scholarships and the people who are providing them, but we do spend a little bit of time right up front giving some special recognitions to other people. And you've mentioned Teacher of the Year, but let's just go ahead and cover the other ones.
And the reason that we do these special recognitions at the Partners in Ed is because this is the time that the foundation recognizes these people, not necessarily the school system.
Right.
They probably already recognize these, but this is a time for the foundation to recognize them. So again, the Teacher of the Year is sponsored by Evergreen Packaging. The Principal of the Year is sponsored by Rufus Dale Systems, and Rufus Dale is a great board member for the foundation and a long-standing board member in our foundation, and we're happy to have him, but he sponsors our Principal of the Year. And then we have the Tom Posey Volunteer of the Year Award that we give out, obviously named after Tom Posey, who was is a charter member of the foundation board and one of the people who was responsible for starting the foundation 34 years ago. So we give those three awards on top of all of our scholarships. And we typically give about 60, we manage about 65 different scholarships. So, and some of them give out more than one. They may give out three or four.
Right. So it's a great night for us. I want to congratulate you for your work with the foundation board, and then thank again our people who provide scholarships and people who underwrite the evening as sponsors.
And if anyone has questions about starting a scholarship or about the Partners in Education event, you can just certainly call me or email me at the central office, 456-2400, and then my email is jwood@hcsnc.org.
Okay. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.